producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com. Hey.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Jim, you're on the air on Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy Brown. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. What's on your mind?
Well, I was just... The word I come up with is intimacy. I want to make sure that I'm dealing with the same. I feel like I'm not close with my wife or not as close as we should be.
Okay, give me a little information. How old are you, Jim?
I'm 48. My wife is 42.
Okay, how long have you been married?
A little more than 20 years.
Kids all grown?
My kids are grown, yeah. They're still home, but they're grown.
When's the last time the two of you went out on a date with each other?
We haven't. Probably not in a while. I mean, we might go shopping or we might do something else, but it's usually one kid or...
Yeah, but the point about a date, Jim, and I use that word very purposefully, is that it's really, it's intentional, it's special, it's out of the ordinary, and the focus, the motivation is to make the other person feel that they're worth the effort. And so,
like a dinner or...
Yeah, it can. It can be a hayride. It can be, a trip to the no-tell motel. It can be, shopping if this is something that you don't do ordinarily, that she would really value it. That maybe you go and help her buy a bathing suit if that's something she wants. I mean, it doesn't, the what is not so important as the context, which is this is something I want to do to show you how important you are to me. Because people can get really sloppy. Now, when you say intimacy, are you talking sex? Are you talking emotional connection? Are you talking time spent together? Are you talking shared interests? What is it that you mean?
I'm talking, intimacy to me is pretty much everything that you just said.
Well, but I need to know where the priority is, because a lot of women, when they say we're not very intimate, mean we don't talk. A lot of men, when they say we're not intimate, mean we're not having sex. And
I'm trying to say is my wife says she doesn't want to be close, like a kiss or a hug, or she thinks it's going to lead to other things.
Okay.
It might, but...
Well, but Jim, but that what that means is that you have not done a very good job about making her feel special. She feels that any time you approach her on any physical level, it's only because you want to have sex, which means you've done a really lousy job of making her feel special. In fact, you've done the opposite. You've made her feel that she's just something, she's a sex toy. She's an inflatable sex baby and not really worth the effort except because you want to have sex. Let me suggest what I think you should do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and if you don't think this sounds wonderful, we need to talk, because it means that you have bigger problems than you think you have, which is, I think what you should say to her is, for the next month, in fact, for a month and a week, so until December 1st, I want to make you feel special. I don't want to have sex with you. If you want to have sex with me, that's fine, but I don't want to have sex with you. I'm not going to approach you sexually at all. But I want to make you feel special. I want to say things to you. I want to do things with you. I want to make you feel very cherished. Now, I'm sure there's a part of you say, well, but she doesn't make me feel cherished. And I get that. But the best way to get something is to give something. So that's where I want you to start.
Okay.
All right? And if you're not thinking that this is really fun and very cool, then you've got a problem. Because it should be. It should be a chance. If you were dating all of a sudden, and your wife was somebody that you wanted to interest you, you'd figure out all sorts of things to do. You'd make sure that you smelled wonderful when you were around her. You'd make sure that you planned sexy, interesting, fun things to do that were kind of a wow factor and dazzled her. So dazzle her a little bit, and let's see where you get.
Okay.
All right. Have
Thank
fun.
You.
You're welcome. Lola, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi. Can you hear me?
I can hear you beautifully. Thank you.
Okay, great. About 2 months ago, I felt that my partner that we've been with for 22 years now was going out on me, and he came home and he was supposed to be at work. Well, he didn't take the company truck, and he took shorts to work, and he never does that. Cause,
took shorts like underwear or?
No, shorts like a long cut shorts.
Like surfer dude shorts.
Right.
What was he going to do with the shorts?
Well, he had them on. Well, that's how he came home, and... So then I asked him, have you been drinking, when he opened the door? And he says, no. And because his face was red, but he had the heater on in the truck. And so anyhow, I let that go.
Well, wait. I'm missing something here. Why did he take shorts? Why did he take shirts to work, and why did he come home in them?
Because he didn't really go to work.
Got it. Yes. Okay. So where did he go?
Off to see some girl.
How do you know?
I just have a gut feeling.
No, you have to have more than a gut feeling if you're accusing him of...
Well, yesterday he finally admitted it.
Okay, well, that's not a gut feeling. What did he say?
So then there was another time.
Cookie, when he went... So he was supposed to go to work. He went and spent the day with a woman. Where'd he go, the beach?
No, he didn't tell me then. He didn't say anything then. He didn't admit this until yesterday.
I know, but what did he say he was doing a week ago?
This was a month ago
on the
8th. Yeah.
Okay.
So he never did say anything about that day.
But Lola, what do you now know about it?
Okay, what I know now is on the 8th of this month, he said he was going to work again, and again he comes home in shorts. So I said, what were you doing in your personal truck, and why
did
you have shorts on? And
Lola, I understand this is emotional, but you're taking a long time, and I don't have any information. You said you've been living with somebody? That you've been together for 22 years?
Yes, yes.
But you're not married to each other?
No, we're not.
Okay, how come?
He just never wanted to commit.
Well, this is certainly more of the same. During the 22 years you've been together, has he ever stepped out on you before?
He says no, but... now I'm starting to doubt it, and I never got that feeling before.
Okay, well, let's assume that he hasn't. So I asked you to get me to the point about how you know what happened. He told you what?
So last Monday he went out, did the same thing, and then this time he said he had his pair of pants at work. Well, when I saw him, he had never put the pants on. And so
you've already told me all this. Just tell me how you know.
I told him that he went out with this girl, and he denied it, and finally yesterday he admitted. He says, okay, I have had an affair. He goes, but you drove me to do it because I know you've been unhappy with me. So
what's the question to me?
So he was with her that day.
Lola, listen to me. What's the question?
I am not angry. And
Lola, that's not a question.
Okay. Well, really, it's like, what should I do?
Are the two of you sexual with each other?
Yes.
How often?
Almost every morning, and that's why I said, how could you do this? It's every morning for you.
If you won the lottery tomorrow, would you stay or would you go?
I think I would go.
Then this isn't about anything except money. Do you have a job?
Oh, yes, I do.
Then leave. If you're telling me, honey, that this is about financial sort of interconnection, who owns that? It's his house, right?
That's his house, but I have my own home.
Why don't you move out? I mean, look, if nothing else at this moment, if you stay, what you're saying to him, first of all, he's cheating.
Yeah.
Second of all, he's saying, not only is he cheating, he's saying it's your fault. What the hell is that? He's not even taking responsibility for his own little nastiness. He's not saying, look, it was a stupid thing to do or I'm embarrassed, which means if you say it's okay, guess who's likely to do it again? Because there's no consequence, there's no penalty, because, Lola, it's your fault. Which means anytime you're thinking about telling him to chew with his mouth closed or to put the seat down on the john or that he forgot your birthday, both of you are going to be thinking, okay, it's just going to go in cat around again. I don't see what's in it for you. And if you told me that you love this man, that he was your true soulmate, that you wanted to be together forever, that you love him, that you know he's not perfect, that would be one thing. That's not what you're telling me. What you're telling me is if he won the lottery, you'd leave. So leave.
I do love him, but it's like, and we don't really communicate, and that's been
Lola, look, you don't have to leave forever. I mean, the advantage about this kind of sloppy arrangement is you don't have to get a lawyer involved. I would move to my own house and drop off his radar and let him miss you. And if he decides he misses you and wants to come and court you, you can decide whether or not you're interested. If he doesn't, then this was just the beginning of the end anyway, and you might as well have your dignity intact. So I'd move out, and I'd tell him, that you want some time alone to figure out what you want to do, and then do anything you want to do.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah. Okay.
Good luck. I know.
He did say he was going to stop seeing her because he doesn't want to put me through this.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I mean, look, you do what makes sense to you, but what I'm focused on most is the answer to the lottery question, which is you said you'd leave. So leave. And let him decide he misses you. And don't email him. You know, don't be available to him for a while. And just see how it feels to run your own life and not have to worry about him or where he's doing or Mr. I can't commit to you. What the hell is that about? You go run your own life and see what happens. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Good luck.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, 855-99-375-69. Philip, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Okay, where do I start? Do you want the long version or the short version of my relationship problem?
How about the medium version?
Okay, well, this woman I've been dating, I've known her since high school, but I've never dated through high school, and she was introduced to me actually through good friends of mine, and it just wasn't a connection.
When was she introduced to you?
We're talking all the way back in 1994.
Okay. So, and how old are you now, Philip?
I'm 45. She's 47.
Okay. Well, it sounds like something must have happened more recently than that, so bring me up to date.
Well, let's just say back then I just wasn't interested. I still had my heart set on someone else.
Okay.
And a couple other times we had run into each other, and there was just no connection. But 3 years ago, I found her on a dating site, and I contacted her, and she messaged me right back, and she was actually very giddy that I had messaged her, and we went out on a date the next night and hit it off, and we've been together for almost 3 years.
Okay.
And now the honeymoon period has worn off, you know, quite some time ago, and you know, couples have their little tiffs about things. You know, it's mainly over finances. And we've
Have either of you married since high school? Have either of you been married?
She was married. It didn't last long. You know, she has a couple of kids. And, you know, I've accepted her children.
Okay. So how long has she been? And you've never married. She has a couple of kids.
No.
How old are her kids?
She's got a son that's 16, a daughter that's 21, and she has another son that's 27 or 28.
Okay, how long has she been divorced?
Quite some time, I think. 10 years or more, I'm not exactly sure.
So the two of you live in the same city?
She lives about 20 minutes from me.
Okay, good.
Both from Massachusetts.
Okay, good.
So, now, you know, after dating, I'm sorry.
How often, over the last 3 years, how often do you see each other, on average?
We spend, like, my days off, when I have my days off, which are apart, which isn't great, but that's the way it is, you know, the line of work I'm in.
But I have no idea how often that is.
Okay, I'm usually with her at least 4 days out of the week.
Okay.
So, it's where, after dating for about a year, you know, she mentions that she wants me to move in. Sure, I mean, it's a good idea, but my situation is where I'm living, but I don't want to go too much into detail. The house is tied up in estate, we'll just say, and I tell her I can't up and leave. And, you know, I've kind of had, you know, minor arguments over it, and I know she's frustrated about that.
All right, wait a minute. If we take the real estate issue out of the equation, are you ready to I mean, neither of you were children. Her youngest is, you know, going to be out of the house probably in the next couple of years.
Right.
Would you marry this woman?
Yes, that's the other thing. She's asked me several times. You know, she wants to marry. I mean, the way she's...
Well, but that isn't what I asked. I didn't ask if she wanted to marry you. I asked if you wanted to marry her.
Oh, of course I do. Yes,
okay.
I do.
Okay. So the two of you are not living together. So what's today's problem, Philip?
We are apart now. She pretty much made up her mind just this weekend.
Well, she's probably figuring that, you know, 3 years, neither of you are babies. Fish are cut bait. You're not living together. It sounds like you're not engaged. You haven't asked her to marry you. So she's saying, you know, I don't know how much more time I want to waste on this.
Exactly. And
right.
She's frustrated.
Okay, I get it. So if you wanted to marry this woman, how come you haven't at least gotten engaged? And look, I get that something's tied up in an estate, but presumably you guys could cohabit if that was... Although I'm not crazy, to be quite honest, I'm just as glad you're not cohabiting, because she's still got a 16-year-old at home.
Right.
So either you're ready, after 3 years, either you're ready to get married or not.
I'm ready.
So why wouldn't you... Why wouldn't, have you asked her to marry you?
No, I haven't, and she's asked me. She's asked me countless times, and...
Well, so why haven't you asked her, if that's what maybe, you're ready to do?
Maybe you can understand me, and hopefully all the guys are listening right now. I think when a man is ready, he's when he's ready in his heart and in his mind. Does that make sense?
Well, I also think it has to be in other parts of his body. But Philip, I mean, listen,
yeah.
you've got a great situation here. You're a 40-some-year-old man. You have essentially no responsibilities. You've got no kids. You've never married. You've got a woman who I suspect is sleeping with you and will be available to you whenever you want. And she's figuring, you know, you have your cake and eat it, too. You don't have to do anything. And she's saying, I'm not playing this game anymore. So it's not that I don't understand the guy's point of view. I'm saying... If you're willing to marry her, why are you playing these games? You're just going to make her angry.
Okay.
You're just going to make her feel that you don't really care about her. Well, yeah, Philip. What kind of work do you do?
I work in the hospitality industry.
All right. Let's say that I've hired you, and let's say I've given you a promotion. All right. But I've given you the promotion as a temporary situation, all right? Let's say that I've made you an assistant manager. But maybe I'm willing to give you part of the response. I'm willing to give you all the responsibilities of being the assistant manager. I'm not giving you the title. I'm still making you acting assistant manager. And let's even say I'm willing to give you part of the salary increase. So you've got the responsibility. You may be getting a little bit extra jingle in your pocket. But I'm not giving you the title. Which means that your question is going to be, well, why not? You know, are you looking for someone else? Do you think there's someone else better qualified? Are you not really thinking I'm really good at this job? And at some point, especially, it doesn't even have to be somebody else calls you up and says, hey, Philip, we'd like to interview you. You're thinking, gee, you know, I really like this job, and I'm the acting assistant manager, but no one's made me the assistant manager. You're very likely going to leave, and not only are you going to leave, but you're going to be unhappy about it because you're going to say, how come I have the responsibility? It's been 3 years. Why can't you, pull the trigger on it? Why can't you either tell me you're never going to give me the job so I can move on or give me the damn job? Well, she's in the same position, Philip, and your boss, you know, if you take the other job and I say to you, Philip, I was going to give you that job, what you're going to do is not be amused at all. You're going to want to spit at me. So you're in the same, I mean, you've been together 3 years, you've made her the assistant, you know, the acting wife, and she's saying, well, okay, what are we going to do? In the same way you're coming to me and saying, well, are you going to give me this job permanently? And I'm saying, Philip, you know, you're really great, don't push me on this. So let me put you on hold, let's come back, and you see, you can kind of let that sink in a little bit about how lousy it feels, and we'll talk about it. Carolyn, you'll be right after.
It definitely feels lousy, I will.
Yeah, it does. Let me put you on hold, we'll be back. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away 6 16-ounce Supernatural Silver Liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their Skin and Body Gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving, an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With your very own freeze dryer, you'll be able to freeze dry the food your family loves. Because we live in uncertain, difficult times, what better way to show your love for your family than to buy them a gift that helps them preserve food they can use now or in 25 years? Go to HarvestRight.com and find out how you can get your in-home freeze dryer. Layaway is available. That's HarvestRight.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hey everyone, my Ghost 80% AR-15 project was a total success. Thank you, Guns80.com. Thank you. I bought my Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. It's everything I expected and more. Just got a note from my buddy Mark, and now they're having a huge Black Friday and a big Cyber Monday sale. Guess Christmas is coming early this year. I'm definitely ordering one for my brother on Black Friday because the price drops to $400. Yes, I did just say that. $400. Unbelievable. At Guns80.com, the big sale is on. Begins Friday, November 22nd, and ends December 1st. So hurry now. Sale prices for Ghost ARs again, $400. Black Friday will be a good day. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. Sale is on right now at Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com, guns and the number 80.com. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everyone from our good friends at Guns80.com. The big sale is on. I'll see you there.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Philip, who's been dating a woman that he's known for a long time, but they really just kind of sort of got that little sparkle around each other about 3 years ago. He's never been married. She's been divorced for a long time. She's got three kids. The youngest is 16, still living at home. And she's saying after a year, why don't we live together? And he's saying, oh, no, I have this issue about a house that's in trust or something, and she just tossed him out this weekend because she got tired of waiting. And I said, Philip, would you marry someone? He said, oh, yeah. And I said, well, then why haven't we asked her? And he's saying, well, you know, guys. And I'm saying, Philip. And I gave him the metaphor of, in his job, if somebody gave him a promotion as an acting something or other, but refused to actually give him the position, at some point, he's going to be really fed up with that, and he's going to feel, you know, why have you committed to me? Are you looking for somebody better? And he may even look for another job and may even leave. And the fact that the boss at that moment says, well, all right, I'll give you the job, is not going to feel very good. So hopefully that sort of penetrated your little testosterone mind. So where are we at this, Philip? What can I help you with here?
Okay, so Yeah, she's pretty much.
No, I got that part. So what's your question to me?
Well, what do I do? I mean, here's the thing. This is one thing I heard that every guy doesn't want to hear. She needs her time and space.
No, what guys don't want to hear is I can't, you know, she's not willing to let me do whatever I want from now on. You got to decide. If this is the woman, stop fooling around. Go get a ring and figure out
I
how
to. One.
Well.
Dr. Joy, I bought one this morning. My birthday's in 3 days.
All right.
Yeah,
all right, here's what you could do. Here's what you could do. All right, wait a minute. All right, here's the question. Let's look at the real estate thing for just a minute. What's the thing about the real estate?
What's going on with it? I just told her I can't up and leave the house with no
Why?
One there.
Well, so so spend 3 days a week with. See, I'm not crazy about the two of you cohabiting, but presumably she could come there. I mean, a 16-year-old is presumably with his dad occasionally, or old enough to maybe
father's out of state.
All right, the 16-year-old could do a sleepover at somebody's house. You guys can. I mean, you guys look, Philip. If you wanted to, you could work this out.
I want to work it out. I mean, I kind of told her. I called her yesterday morning and. Told her, obviously, I want to work this out.
Yeah, but what she interprets that, Philip, I can tell you exactly what she's working, what she figures that is, which is he'll make some promise he has no intention of keeping because he really, there's no question he loves me, but he's not committed to me. Either you is or you ain't. If you ain't, walk away from her, and this is, as kind a way of doing it as anything, because she's made a break.
Away.
Well, then get the ring, figure out how to be with her and, that you're going to be there, that she's going to come to your house 3 days a week and you're going to come pick her up and you're going to get a babysitter for the 16-year-old of the nights where she stays the night with you. Figure it out.
I have the ring. It's just a matter of putting that ring on her finger.
Well, I'm not sure she's going to do it. She may want her pound of flesh at this moment, but you've got to be prepared to do it and pull the trigger and not a year engagement.
No.
Let's go down to the Justice of the Peace and get a license this weekend.
And I know it's unfair to make her wait almost 3 years. And now,
Philip,
I'm paying the punishment.
Philip, you're completely misunderstanding this. Either fish or cut bait. It doesn't make any difference what's caught come before this. You may or may not be willing to go along with it. But you understand the situation. You've run this relationship exactly the way that worked for you for 3 years. She's saying, I'm not playing anymore. So either decide that this is the woman I want, and I could make the compromises that she's asking, which is living together and being married, are ones that I want as well, so they're not really compromises. Or, you know what? I like being single. I love this woman. But you know what? I'm not the marrying type. I don't want to live with somebody. I don't want to be married. At which point, let her go. Do both of you a favor. So decide.
Now, trust me, Doctor. Dr. Dre, I do want to marry her.
And what I'd ask her for, here's what you're going to say. I'd get a huge bouquet of whatevers. I'd get that ring. I'd go over and sit on her doorstep and say, there's only one thing I want for my birthday, and that's you.
Excellent. The flowers are being sent tomorrow. And
that's fine. I might even show up with a bouquet just as kind of, insurance. And I don't think I'd wait till tomorrow. But you decide how urgent this is for you.
No, of course I can't wait till tomorrow.
Well, then get some flowers. Get your buns over there. And the flowers tomorrow will just be a backup.
Dr. Joy, what about giving a woman space? I don't want to push any more buttons.
If she doesn't want to do it, she'll tell you to back off, and you'll say for how long, and I'll call you the day after you tell me I'm allowed to call. She doesn't want space. She wants commitment. Give it a try.
I mean, she already told me she wants her space. She told me that yesterday.
Philip, you got nothing to lose. The worst she's going to say is bug off, hang on to your ring. The flowers will arrive tomorrow as well. Your birthday's on Wednesday. And just say to her, I mean, she's you put her on hold for 3 years. You can only do what you can do. Show your level of commitment. And she'll either go for it or not, and she'll either go for it now or eventually. You can only do what you can do.
Okay.
All righty. Good luck. Let me know what happens.
I appreciate your time.
All right, sir. You're welcome. 855-99-DR-JOY. Look, folks, if this is the person you really want, don't play around like this. All you'll do is garner resentment. And if you don't want to play, then tell them. I mean, you know, we don't torture people we love intentionally. And this wasn't intentional, but we don't torture people we love. Carolyn, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I'm kind of a young listener, but I've listened to you with my mom growing up. And that's actually who I'm calling about.
Okay.
My grandma, she's in like a rehab center because she hurt her ankle. And, you know, my grandparents, both of them have been like in and out of hospitals like over the past like 5 years. And usually my mom, she's not very like sensitive about it. You know, she doesn't let like it show that she's, you know, or if she is upset, she doesn't let it show. But this time around, it's a little different. She's been, you know, really stressed, like taking off work to go to be with my grandmother because, like, she's kind of losing her mind and it's just really getting.
How old is Grammy?
She's 75.
Okay, well, it's not that old. All right, so
yeah, but she,
this one seems more severe than past problems.
Yeah, okay. Definitely. Like, you know, my mom just, she's understanding like that. You know, it's at that stage in life where, you know, she's going a little insane. And my grandfather hasn't been the best in this situation. He, you know, he's been, like, really kind of bothersome to my mom. They don't really get along. And she thinks it's boring to sit in the rehab center with my grandma. And my mom's just like, you have to do it, like, you know, like, I have to work, you know, my aunt, who's my mom's sister, has to work. She's like, you know, you're the only one that could be here all the time and keep talking to her and, like, keep her, you know, sane and have conversation with her because she's just in, like, the same room all day, like, same TV channel.
Well, how long has she been in a rehab center?
Probably, like, a month and a half now.
Well, how much longer is she expected to be there?
Until she can walk. So
does she get up and does she have physical therapy?
She does, but she's not cooperative at all.
Yeah, that's the problem. Because, so your grandfather doesn't want to be there. How old is your grandfather?
He's 78. And he's been in and out, too. And, you know, she's been there for him. So it's hard. Like, and my mom has to pick him up, like, every day to take him there, and he's just, you know, he says comments and stuff, and she's like, you know, I'm trying here, and she's just kind of at her point, like, my sister and I both, you know, haven't really seen her this sensitive, and,
well, are you and your sister going over and spending time with your grandma as well, so that, to relieve her a little bit?
We're both in college, and I'm in Florida right now, in school, so I can't really, I'm like, I could come up for the weekend, and my mom's like, that'd just be stressful getting you.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, what about Skyping her, calling her, emailing her, so at least she has some, you know, someone to talk to.
Yeah, I've called her a lot of times, but every time I call her, she just like hangs up like right away. She's like, "All right, well, that's it, bye." And I'm like, "No, I want to talk." And she's like, "Gotta go," like, you know, and she'll say something crazy or something, but. You know, I don't mind. Like, I try. I call every day.
Okay. Well, I think you should keep trying, and even though it sounds a little frustrating right now.
Mm-hmm.
So what specifically is the question to me, Carolyn?
How do I really, like, help my mom? Like,
I think it's a really good question. I'd say to your mom, you know, what can I do to help? And I'd maybe come up with some, I mean, I don't know that I really want you to take a semester off. I don't know that makes any sense.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, I could do that. And she's like,
yeah.
No, like, you know.
All right, I'll tell you what. Let's come up with some ideas. Let me put you on hold, and we'll come back and see if we can't figure out some ideas about, because first of all, we got to get your grandma up and walk him. Let's see what we can figure out. Carolyn will be next, and then Mike. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99 Dr. Joy.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. While my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Carolyn, who is sort of caught. Her mom, actually, it's not a classic sandwich generation, because the sandwich generation, Caroline, I'm sure you heard about, is more your mom's generation of our parents are living longer, but so they become dependent on us as they get older, and our kids are living at home longer, so they're dependent, and we feel like we're squashed in the middle. Yours is a little bit of a variation on that, in that your mom it sounds like you and your sister are a little bit more self-reliant than a lot of kids. But
yeah.
Your mom is figuring, she's kind of getting squashed a little bit between her dad and her mom. But that's probably been true her whole life, to be quite honest. My guess is that her mom and dad have always had somewhat of a contentious relationship, and she's always felt caught in the middle a little bit. And So the question is, what can you do? And one of the answers is to see if, for example, you're a member, or your grandmother's a member of a church group, or, you know, a ladies' society or something. Because quite often those groups are very tight with one another and will, for example, go and visit. Let's say that your grandmother plays bridge every Wednesday. So they might be willing to go over to the nursing home and play bridge with your grandmother on one of the Wednesdays. If there's a church group, quite often church groups are looking for sort of good deeds. You may be able to find a Brownie Scout or a Girl Scout troop or a Boy Scout troop that's looking for a project. You may be able to find somebody who is working at a junior college and needs an extracurricular credit for teaching computer skills that might be willing to go to the rehab center. So if you think a little bit outside the box, that, you know, to find somebody to sort of fill in some time with your grandmother. But even before we do that, somebody's got to talk to Grandma about getting her butt out of that wheelchair, because the only way she's ever going to get home is if she can walk. And the longer she stays in that wheelchair, the less she's going to be able to walk. So somebody needs to be really mean to her, because that's what she's going to view it as. Oh, I heard, I can't do this, I want to go to bed.
Yeah.
And somebody's going to have to get really mean and say, get out of that chair. And it may be
you. She is like that. My mom, she'd tell her, but she just, it's tough. Like, she'll, like, scream and stuff. Even like
that's okay. I told this story before of with my mom, who refused to take a shower. And I said, Mom, first of all, no one's going to want to sit with you because you're going to smell funny. She said, I don't care. And I said, listen to me. Your skin is the first line of defense against all the stuff in the world. And if your skin has to fight off, because dirty has to fight off stuff, that means your lungs can't. It's not your immune system isn't going to be as available to your lungs. So I don't care. I said, all right, here's the deal, Mom. I'm not leaving. You're going to take a shower, and I'll get in the shower with you, but you're going to take that shower. She said, I can't believe you're so rude to me. I brought you up. I'm your mother. You can't talk to me that way. And I said, Mom, I love you dearly. You're going to take a shower. And, you know, we can, it may take us a couple of hours, but you're going to take a shower, and we're not leaving the bathroom until you take a shower. So we can either, you know, we can do this quietly and easily, and it took me about a half hour. But she took a shower. The next day, it only took me 5 minutes. Now she takes showers. So,
yeah,
and you can tell your mom, you can send your mom the podcast so she knows it's not just her.
Definitely, yeah. She.
All right, so here, so let's look at this in four different ways.
Okay.
Number one, somebody's got to be tough with your grandmother. And it may be your mom, it may be your sister, it may be somebody at the rehab facility, but they've got the problem, and they're probably the most skilled, because they're, you know, that's what every older person says, you know, I can't move, it hurts too much, it leaves me alone, you don't understand. But the only way to get out of there is to be ambulatory. So number one is your grandmother. Number two is a resource for your grandmother, which may be, and I don't know if she has... if she has any money, because you can get a home health care worker to go in there and you can pay somebody.
I think, yeah.
Right. And if she doesn't, maybe instead of everybody giving Christmas or Hanukkah presents or big Thanksgiving turkeys or having New Year's Eve parties, maybe we take all that money and put it in a fund. And there are lots of facilities that offer, there's, I don't know, they're called, it's not Guardian Angels, Guardian Angels is something else. But if you look up elder care in that, in whatever her area code is, you'll find that there are a bunch, because it's a major industry, because so many boomers are getting older, and so to get somebody in there to spend time with her, to, you know, to play games with her and to get her out of the wheelchair. So number one is grandma. Number two is a resource for grandma. Number three is saying to your mom, look, Mom, tell me what I can do. I'll fly you down here so you have a weekend, and I'll fly you come and bask in the sun in Florida, and I'll come up and stay with grandma for a week, or whatever. And number three is what, or number four is what you can do for her, and say, look, maybe I can take an online course for next semester and come and spend a month with helping with grandma. And you can, I mean, so to tackle it on those four different levels. Number one, getting grandma out of her wheelchair. Number two, getting somebody in to take care of grandma that everybody helps. And she may have insurance that will cover some of that. Number three, what you could do to help mom specifically. And it may just be as mom, when you leave, calling or getting mom massages or something. And number four, what you specifically can do to offset the situation.
Okay. Okay.
All righty.
I'll definitely play this for my mom, and she'll, you know, find it helpful. So thank you.
Good.
I really appreciate it.
My pleasure, and she can certainly call me.
Okay, I'll let her know.
Okay, good enough. Okay, Cookie, good luck. Where in Florida
thank
are you?
Tampa.
So you have really nice weather, huh?
It's kind of cold here, actually, now, but definitely.
All right, all right. Here, this is going to be really painful. Tell me how cold Tampa cold is.
55 at night.
All right, that's, well, 55 at night, I think it was in the 30s here last night, so.
Yeah, better than that.
55 in Tampa is cold, though. You guys are probably wandering around in mucklucks or something.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, Sugar Plum.
Thank you, Dr. Joy.
Thank you, Carolyn. 855-99-DR-JOY. Mike, tell me what we're going to be talking about, and I'm probably going to hold you over and let you start off next hour. Tell me what we're going to be talking about first.
Hi, Dr. Joy. It's great to talk to you. I really like your advice you always give. So here's my problem. I have a friend that I've known for years, and she's a really good friend. And I think she has things wrong with her. I think she's bipolar. I think she's crazy because she'll be really close to me and friendly. We'll talk. She lives in Florida. I live in New Jersey. And she'll call me every night. We talk all the time. Then she says she's taking a trip, and she takes a trip, and then she doesn't call me for weeks. And she doesn't have a cell phone. She had a cell phone, but she got rid of it. She said, I'm not going to call people all the time. And now it's been like 2 months. I haven't heard from her. I called her home phone, and she doesn't pick up. And I don't even know if she's dead or alive. So I don't think she's treating me right because I've known her for 15 years. And I can't understand why somebody would do that. She's done that before.
Okay.
She would.
All right, so she has done it before. What's been the explanation when she's done it before and you've called her on it, Mike?
I've done that, and she says, well, I wasn't in the mood to talk. But how can somebody be like that? They're friendly for me like 2-3 months. They go away for a trip for a week, and then they don't talk to me for like a month or 2 months. And then they're friendly again, and they do that again. So she's done this before. It's a repeated behavior. I don't understand.
All right, let me put it on hold, and I'll tell you what I want you to do on the break. I want you to think about what you're looking for in the relationship, and you know, maybe something very simple, and what you think she is looking for in the relationship. And I know I'm asking you a little bit to read her mind, but you've known her for 15 years, and she's probably given you some hints. So see if you can figure that out for me, and we'll put you on very first next hour at 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health? Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470, or on the web at brightsidemed.com. That's brightsidemed.com. Order today.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.